This week on It's So Bad, we talk about a game that everybody's played, but no one's talked about. Or not a lot of people have talked about. It's Minesweeper on It's So Bad.
Chris?
you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. We are adding this week Minesweeper to the Endless List, which is our list of every game ever. And when we say every game, we mean every game, as this week we're adding Minesweeper to the Endless List. The game that was originally released in 1990, surprisingly. I thought it was released earlier than that. Developed by Kurt Johnson and Robert Donner for Microsoft. Was released on the IBM OS 2, but also included in the Microsoft's Entertainment Pack 1, and would become a standard install on Windows 3.1. And pretty much everybody's played this game, but no one has ever thought to ever talk about this game. So, guys, Minesweeper,
what are your thoughts? My question to the group offline before was, like, do people like this game? Are there defenders of this game? Has anyone ever decided, I want to play some Minesweeper right now? Like, without being like, I have to kill some time.
I believe so. I believe there are people out there who do that. In fact, I will tell you that this game is notable for its speedrunning community. And how people want to lower the time specifically for the expert record.
Those speedrunners. They're always out there.
It is very, very active, and the fact that one person has held the record for over a decade is extraordinary, considering how many people speedrun it.
Is there, like, you know how there's, like, the internet has, like, Rule 34, you know? Like, is there, yeah, like, a, what number is that, like, if there's a game out there, like, someone is speedrunning it? Like, what rule number is that? Because that's, like, what this game really falls under, but...
No, because there are games that people don't speedrun, but this game, the record is 31 seconds by Kamil Maranski. He's a Polish gentleman. And this game is very popular in China right now for speedrunning, which is not an area where you normally associate with speedrunning. 8 out of the top 15 players in the world rankings are from China. And they're trying to grind down the record, but that record has stood for 10 years, and that's extraordinary for a speed run.
My mind has been swept with that.
So a couple things about this game. So this game, I mentioned that was included in Windows. It was first included in, I believe, 95. It was standard. Before that, it was part of an entertainment pack that you could install onto a computer. It was included all the way up till Vista, and then it was changed into a different version. But it's still included up until the game was included until Windows 8 entirely. It's not on the modern operating systems. But when we grew up, every computer had Minesweeper on it. It had Minesweeper, Solitaire, and then there was every iteration of Windows had their, like, different games that were included as well.
Yeah, I always thought of this as the least interesting of the free games that came on your computer. It's like, have you been playing Solitaire for too long? Do you need to switch things up? Minesweeper.
I remember my earliest memories of playing this game was staying at a friend's house, and he got grounded for a couple hours. But, like, I was, like, staying, like, the weekend there, so they're like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, he's grounded, so he's got to stay in his room for, like, 2 hours. So, yeah, you just play on the computer. And I was like, oh, I wonder what you have for games. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I would play Minesweeper. And I was like, when I think of this game, I just think of friends being grounded and having to play this game to pass the time. And I feel like I was the one being punished back then, so...
That's a bold move to ground somebody while they're having somebody over for sleepover.
Oh, that kid is a... I mean, we lost touch, like, you know, when we were very young, but I think things a little messed up now. So, yeah.
This is the getting grounded of video games.
And so, yeah, some information on the origins. So this game actually, the how this game was formulated goes back to even mainframe computing. And they had versions or kind of iterations on this all the way back to the late 1960s. But there's a game that came out before this where people think it's like just a direct predecessor. And that game is called Relentless Logic, which is a game where you're moving a block through a maze. But as you move through a maze, and it's like a grid-based maze, it shows you if there's a mine that's like, what if there's one mine near you, or you know, however many mines are near you. So that game, Relentless Logic, or R Logic, was thought to be the direct predecessor to this. You're starting off in one entry point, you have to get to an exit point and go work your way through a minefield. And this game, what you're doing is there's a grid. The grid can change size based upon how, if you want a beginner game, a medium game, or an expert game. It changes the size of the grid, and it can be big, it can be small, etc. But you click on an area. The first click is always never on a bomb. Whenever you play this game, it's always designed that the first click will always be a free space. And then you get to see if there's any bombs around it. And if the bomb's around it, it's denoted with a number. And the number is associated with how many tiles have a bomb on it, adjacent to it. So it could be one means there's one bomb within any of the spaces that are adjacent to it that are uncovered. If it's three, there's three, et cetera. And it's a logic puzzle to get through it. And I find it very interesting. And I find it to be great because I love logic puzzles, but I could see people that don't love logic puzzles would hate this game.
It's not even about, I feel like I caught some flack when I asked the, do people like this game? People are like, what puzzle games do you like, Steve? It's like, I like puzzle games that are fun and have any reason to keep playing them. This game is just like dry toast of video games. Like every time I've ever like sat down to seriously play this game, it's like, I understand the rules. It's designed fine. It's just, there's nothing that keeps me going whenever I play it, because I'll like sit down and be like, all right, I'm gonna see if I can play Minesweeper this time and actually finish it. All right, there's some bombs around. All right. Oh, I clicked on a bomb. All right, I no longer care anymore.
Like, it's, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a crossword puzzle or like a Sudoku. It's like in that same vein, essentially, in my eyes.
Sort of, but like crossword puzzles are fun and like you can take your time and think about it. Sudoku, like there's like a puzzle, yeah, that you're kind of unsolved. Like this is that has that, like I see the comparison, but it's just like, this is all stick and no carrot for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's like Sudoku, it's like that feeling of putting it all together is really good, or
right,
like crossword puzzle, you're like interlocking the various different clues and the answers and you're like, oh, that fits in there. Whereas this game, it's more like you're very slowly working your way through a grid to figure out where the bombs are.
It's as fun as walking through an actual minefield.
It's a logic puzzle that also has like a fair amount of like random luck involved too, because depending on like what sort of tiles you've uncovered, sometimes you're like, well, I was like, I have no other information to work on, I gotta just like click down a random tile and just hope that opens something up for me. And you know,
right, exactly,
it's like,
that's not true. That isn't what you're saying, is not true. You need to piece it out logically. If you work your way through it and look piece by piece, there may be many pieces, but there is always a clue on how you proceed.
Well, if, right, you never open, if you open like one care. Square, if you open up like one square and it just says a one or a two, you go, okay, well, you know, there's two bombs adjacent to this. And then, you know, I'm just saying the information that you get it still leaves you a little bit. You got to take a little bit of a flyer on some picks, I think.
No. This game is actually worked out to be logically perfect. There is always a clue. It's up to you to figure it out. This game is always, can always be solved given the information that you're given.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. I just feel like, I think that if you don't care about this game to begin with, at a certain point you've clicked on enough tiles and you're like, all right, I gotta like make a decision here because I've cleared off this quadrant and I've cleared off this quadrant and I got all these boxes, and this one has a 3, and this one has a 2, and this one has a 1, and this one has a 1, and this one has a 2. And do I really want to sit here and like do the probability on which box to click. No, I don't.
Right. So, that is a way to do it. It's like walking through a minefield. Sometimes you can go very, very quickly and you want to run through the minefield. And sometimes you have to move very slowly with a mine detector or a metal detector, figure out where you need to go. But this game there is never a moment where you have to just walk off and take the step off to uncover a tile that you don't know about, if you don't know something about. They always give you enough information to progress. It's up to you to be smart enough to use that information. And when I was doing research behind this and playing this game, and I played it a bunch of times, I like never won a game. I was playing on medium difficulty. It's very hard to win a game. Beginner's much more easier because this is a smaller grid, but yeah, it's just difficult. But it always gives you enough information where you don't have to just mindlessly click on a grid, a space on the grid.
Do the flags do anything besides just marking where you think a mine is? Like, do they?
If you mark all of the squares with a bomb with a flag, then you win the game.
Oh, okay. I think I saw something about, and I don't know if this is true for all difficulties, but like if you mark a bomb with a flag, it won't give you, like, it deducts some like number down the line or some clue down the line. I don't exactly remember what it said about this, but like there is some slight penalty for marking something with a flag.
There's always the chance where you can mark something with a flag that is not a bomb, and then when you go through it, you have to figure out which one's not a bomb. So that's a penalty as well. So that happens a lot. But yes, this is a video game.
well, we've covered it.
We talked about this game for 12 minutes. So where does this game go on our endless list?
Wow, this is the fastest to the list of any time.
No, I mean, is there anything else we can talk about with this game?
I was hoping there was like a lore to this game. When there wasn't any, I was like trying to make my own in my head. Like the smiley face at the top is like Big Brother watching over people.
I will say in some countries this game is known as like flour, I believe, because mines are not necessarily associated with happy times.
Are these countries with active minefields?
No, in Italy specifically, I don't know why, and I don't think there's active minefields in Italy, but in Italy specifically, they had to change the name to flour, I believe, is what it's called there. But yeah, they have shied away from calling it Minesweeper in current iterations because of, mines are terrible. They blow up children and stay for generations.
Yeah, I was going to say,
lose limbs.
I feel like because that's like there's been so many wars over the years, and like minefields are considered like I don't know if they're banned by the Geneva Convention, but they're considered like not.
I believe they are.
Are they okay? Because like they're not like an effective tactic. It's just like you're just throwing a random chance that some civilian's going to step on something, like, and it's not effective in like modern warfare. So like there's all these technologies. Like I saw there was like a robot that was developed where it's like a big kind of like ball that just rolls around in like chunks of, you know, the world where there probably are active minefields, and it's just trying to trigger mines to blow up to like clear them out. Like there's a lot of discussion around that. So I'm not surprised that minefields are kind of a touchy subject to some people around the world.
Well, this took a dark twist.
Yeah, the US uses this machine where the army has like this cable that they can shoot out like for hundreds of yards, and it basically is like this big steel cable that whips out and has chains that spread out wide as it goes forward, and then it just covers the minefield and blows everything up in a path. So they do, there's like a lot of different ways people get around it. But I will say, across the street from my house, they're doing renovation on a house, and they found like 15 mortars digging up the foundation.
Like,
in,
like mortars
in the ground,
like,
yeah,
like the kind you drop in the tube and people put their hands over their ears.
Yeah, yeah, they found them buried when they were digging the foundation.
See, Chris, you wanted the lore of Minesweeper, but instead you got the more of actual minefields.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well,
unexploded munitions are no joke. No joke. Minesweeper. So this is our first puzzle game on our list, which currently goes from number 1, Super Mario 64, down to 83, Jurassic Park Trespasser. You can find the complete playlist, complete endless list in our podcast description. It's linked there. And yeah, we have, this is our 84th game, first puzzle game.
I think it's also
where does
the,
this go on our, in our ranking?
I think it's also the first game in our list that got a Google Doodle one day.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly well regarded, this game. I mean, it's, I think it's a pretty good logic game and puzzle game. Comparing it to other video games is very difficult where you would put it. So
yeah, I think the comparison to like Sudoku and crossword puzzles is more apt than a lot of video games.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the endless list where we have every video game.
Exactly.
So where does this game go? So, for me, I think it's like, because I enjoy this game, but you guys will obviously think this game is like way probably put it way lower, but I would put it in between like 30 and 40 somewhere, or 30 to 50 or somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like from a design perspective, I don't really have any, well, I mean, I don't think it's like a fun game, so that's my critique of the design, but I don't think it's like a bad game for what it's trying to do.
I think that's very, what you're saying in terms of it being fun is subjective for how you experience fun.
Yeah, and I was actually,
because this game is very different from most of the video games that we played on this list.
Well, I was surprised
it's
to find out
very
that,
different.
I was surprised to find out this is our first puzzle game, because I do like puzzle games, and I think that like I'm not a numbers person. Like I'm much more into like word based
action puzzles
or like word and language puzzles than number puzzles necessarily, and that's because I'm bad at math. But yeah, like I don't know, like I'm not trying to put this game at the bottom of the list, and it would be helpful if we had some more puzzle games on here for some context. But here we are, we're blazing the trail.
I wish we had all those other free games that were included in like the game package on Microsoft computers and the and IBM computers in the 90s to like compare it amongst that, because if I was on a computer that had pinball on it, like I was skipping right over this and going right to pinball. So
oh yeah, pinball is the first click on the free
yeah,
games for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
Okay, so how about this? Does
I have
this game
no
go?
Idea, I have no idea where to put this.
Yeah, are we gonna do solitaire at some point? I'm just like I'm starting yeah. to follow hell, this out a little bit.
Hell yeah, we're gonna do solitaire at some
Spider
point.
Spider solitaire.
Okay, so I don't think this game breaches the tapper wall. Let's just start there. How about this?
The tapper wall holds.
So,
tapper? Would that be tapper?
I could see this game...
57.
I could see this game going at 58, though.
Sure. Done.
Yeah, whatever.
What? So, okay. So if we had columns, would columns go above it?
Columns,
yeah.
Like
that, game?
That was kind of like,
no.
That was like the. I mean,
the knockoff Tetris.
Yeah, it was like the Tetris clone, right? And it was like
yeah,
yeah. Because that's
oh,
like
oh, let's ask this. Okay, here's a better comparison. Would Snood go above this?
Yes. Because Snood is got funny characters and it's colorful and kind of charming.
It isn't, Steve, just a, it isn't just a grid of explosives.
We should do Snood at some point.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, actually, to mention Tetris, though, because, like, we're kind of, you know, lambasting Minesweeper right now. But, like, puzzle games are great, and, like, Tetris would probably be, like, in competition for number one on this list if we were talking about that particular puzzle game. But for this one, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Snood's more fun. Like, it has more personality.
Yeah, the personality of Minesweeper is gray and bomb. That is
Do you like gray squares that explode? Here's Minesweeper. And numbers? Here you go.
I feel like putting it at 58 is acceptable for what it is, this game.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's put it at 58.
58. Cool. So this is above Eternal Darkness and below Super Hang-On?
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, above Super Hang-On.
Excuse above me. Super Hang-On.
Below Tapper. The Tapper wall holds. Wow, all these games below Minesweeper. Yikes.
Congratulations, Minesweeper. You are our number 58 game on the Endless List, our 84th entry. As I mentioned, you can find the complete Endless List in our podcast description. You can email us at itsobadpod@gmail.com. Follow us on the Twitter at It's So Bad Pod on the Twitter. And yeah, we'll be back with our 85th entry. But thank you, Steve and Chris, for joining on this thankfully short episode.
I know, we just sped run Minesweeper.
We got all the threes and the twos and the ones, and we knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
We put it at 58.
Yeah.
Is that the past tense of speed run, though? Sped run?
I don't know.
isn't speed ran? No?
I don't know.
Is it speeded run?
You're putting speed in the past tense, but not the run.
It's been a long recording session today. We talked about Ayn Rand and Sam Fisher and Star Spangled Bullshit and Minesweeper and... yeah, I may have just made up a word there. I don't know. My mind is melted.
Well, congratulations, Minesweeper. You are our first puzzle game and the 58th entry on the Endless List.
And also a cue to us that we need to put more puzzle games on here.
Hell yeah. But we will be back next week with another episode. But thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.